Have you ever had someone try to tell you something, and they were really going on, and you weren't even interested? Or worse yet, have you ever been telling somebody about your product or your service, or something that you're interested in, and noticed that they weren't interested at all, but you just kept going? Embarrassingly, I know I have. I remember when I was a kid, I was a teenager, I asked this girl out on a date, and there I was sitting, talking and going on, and I looked over, and she was asleep. Ow! I learned that lesson. So it's very common for salespeople to jump ahead of themselves in their sales process and begin their presentation before they create interest. Very common. You can have the greatest product in the world, your client can be well qualified, but if you don't have the ability to create interest in the client, the greatest product in the world is probably not going to do you any good. Said differently, it's going to go unsold. So before we jump into the next audio, I want to teach you a principle that's very important to know. There are several tools that create subconscious influence in people, and one of those tools is called the because frame. There are certain words that trigger us to go on automatic pilot. We stop evaluating what we should do and just comply. One of those words is the word because. The reason behind this is that the drive for people to justify behavior is so strong within each of us that we have learned to anchor the word because to feeling like someone or something has justified reasons. Researchers have found that even if what is said after the word because doesn't make sense logically, the majority of people will still comply, as if there were a legitimate reason. Let me give you an example. They did an experiment, and they would have a line, say, to a copier machine or maybe a water cooler. And what they found was that somebody from the back of the line, if they go to the front of the line and say, listen, I need to get in here because, and whatever they say after that, because I'm in a hurry, or because I'm really thirsty, or because I need to get back to the office, people won't question it. They'll just let them in and do it over and over again. Very, very interesting. And I wanted you to have that background and that example because this frame is an important part of how to create interest, because you can use it to create interest in your clients as well. And that is going to help you create more sales. So let's get to it. Step 5 of the selling process, how to create sincere interest.
So let's now complete the phase we call engaging the customer with step number 5, and that is creating interest. And this is a critical step, because the truth of the matter is, unless you get a person where they're really interested, anything you say is going to go in one ear and right out the other. So you've got to find a way to grab their interest very quickly. And we've already given you some ways to do it. The same ways you grab somebody's attention by screaming pigs is a great way for you to immediately get their interest also. That is to make sure you put them in the kinds of states where they really want to hear more. I will tell you that the key to this step is you do not go on and begin to give a presentation until you first have someone hungry to hear your presentation. Well, how do you go about doing that? Well, I'd say the best way to do that is make sure that you ask lots of questions. The more questions you can ask, you accomplish a lot of things. First thing you accomplish when you ask a question is you give the prospect a chance to be in control. One of the things that concerns prospects, people you're going to deal with, and would concern you as well, is feeling like somebody isn't just talking at you, and feeling like you have some control of what's going on. Also, when you ask a prospect their opinion, you're inducing the law of reciprocation, because now, by you listening to their opinion, if they really feel like you're hearing them, they're going to listen to you as well. So the more questions you can ask to dig in and find out some of their interests, the more powerful you're going to be in creating more of that interest. Because there are a lot of things in our life that we want, but it's not until we refocus on them that we begin to have feelings about them. In other words, you might be interested in a lot of things, but you don't actually feel the interest until someone starts asking you questions about it. And you go, you know, actually, I am really interested in that. And sure enough, all of a sudden, you start to get stirred up. So there are lots of ways to do it, okay? One way to do it, of course, is do some demonstrations. That'll grab somebody's interest. You know, do an exhibition like we talked about. Another one to get interest is talk about somebody they know. If someone approached me one time and they said, you know, Ken Blanchard's a friend of yours, isn't he? Boom, immediately got my attention. I said, well, yeah. They said, well, if Ken was doing something that he thought made a huge difference in his business, really helped the thing to build immediately, you'd probably want to know about it, wouldn't you? Well, I said, well, sure. And immediately they've got my interest. Instantly, I'm willing to hear what they're going to say. And they've used a thing called social proof. They've used somebody that I have as a friend and respect a great deal. So sure enough, instantly they've used a series of things on me, and then what they did is they grabbed my attention. Grabbed my attention, got my interest, and now I'm all ears. So if you're going to create an image in your mind of what you want the customer to look like when you're done with this step, you might have a customer with some real large ears on, listening to you intensely with hungry eyes. That's really what we're going to go for. And in order to really be able to grab somebody's interest, we have a six-step process that we use. And it starts out with number one, making what we call a big fat claim. What that means is make a statement about something that you know is really in this person's interest, something that they really want, something that'll create. Remember what we're doing in selling? We're creating a large want. One way to do that is grab their interest with something they're already interested in, or take a small interest, something they're kind of interested in, and talk to them about it. Talk to them enough about it till they start focusing on it again and seeing how important it is to them. Or talk about that interest and talking about, God, by not having that, what's that costing you? How do you think that affects your business? In other words, you want to stir them up and stir up a little bit of hurt. But the first step, of course, is to make a big fat claim, and you've got to make a big fat claim that they associate to. In other words, something that they really want. I think the biggest mistake that salesmen make is not that they don't make the claims, but they do one or two things. They make claims they can't back up, which you better really be careful of, because that'll never work. Or they make a big fat claim, and it's one they can back up, but it's not one that the customer is really interested in. You keep talking to the customer about, you know, decreasing absenteeism, but they want to increase sales, or vice versa. So that's why during the phase of connecting with a person and getting to know them, it's real important to be sure you're listening and hearing what their real needs are and what their real interests are, so that when you make a big fat claim, it has an impact. So you make a big fat claim. Then what you got to do is back it up with a fact. And the way you do that, the word you use in transition is the word because. Do you remember the because frame? Then even if this doesn't make sense, it still makes sense to the prospect, and you want to make sense. For example, a man recently came to me and said, Mr. Robbins, he said, I know that you're doing many things in your company, and I know you're a very busy man, but I think if you just give me a couple of minutes, I could tell you how to take your company public. He knew, he'd done some research and found out that I was looking at ways to expand our ability to influence people, and I looked at taking the company public as one way, be able to generate the capital and the needs we want to go out and make a bigger difference. And so sure enough, he said, I know some ways I could take your company public and do it in less than 4 months by reverse merger. My brain immediately went like crazy. He said, and the reason I say that is because I've done it now for about 20 companies in the last 3 years. So he gave me a little fact and used because. He said, now, what's nice about that is he sold me something, but I got to know what it's going to mean to me. What's my emotional reason to want to buy something like this now, buy this idea, listen to him? And what he says is, well, what that really means to you is the opportunity to have your company grow and expand and be able to have the kind of capital through your company and stock to be able to take over some of the other companies I know you'd like to take over to build your company to something larger where you're reaching even more people. And he said, and what that really means to you is, so he sold me another benefit immediately and it was even more personal. He said, what it really means to you is it'll probably jump your net worth by about $20 million in a short period of time. Well, that kind of grabbed my attention. And he said, and the reason I say that is, and he gave me some support. And he became more specific. I did this company and that company. I did this for this gentleman. His net worth went like this. And he gave me just a little bit of support material, some evidence to back up these big fat claims. And then he didn't try and sell me. He said, listen, but my purpose right now is I really want to get some answers from you directly. Questions you can answer for me directly. And he said, can I ask those questions? Is that okay? What do you think I said? No problem. Instantly, I'm more than happy to do it. So what he did is he got permission to probe, which is going to be one of our next steps. So what did he say? He said, my purpose at this time is to get your answers to a few questions. I want to get your answers to a few questions. He said, do you mind if I ask them? So again, he didn't push himself on me. What a lot of people do in the qualifying mode is they assume that they can just ask personal questions, and it gets them in trouble, even though they built rapport earlier in the sales process. So you want to get permission to probe. So these are the steps. How do we get interest? It's real simple. Make a big fat claim. Because, state a fact. Which means to you, tell them a benefit your company can really give them. Which really means to you, and give them an emotional, big emotional reason why they should listen and want to probably buy now. And then come back over here and support your claim very quickly, not in detail, because you're not selling them yet. You want to get them where they're hungry to hear what you've got to say. And then get permission to probe. My purpose at this time is just to get your answers to some questions. Notice the way that's worded. I want to make sure I do that accurate the first time I jumped across it. Again, my purpose at this time is to get your answers to some questions. So again, you're putting the ball in their court. Is that okay with you? If you got them hungry, if you got the interest, they're going to say, absolutely. Now you have absolute permission to be able to probe. Now remember, there are lots of ways to do this, but the most important way to be able to get somebody's interest is pay attention, listen, do your homework, and ask lots of questions. Remember, if you ask questions, it takes the pressure off you too. Because if you ask enough questions, it becomes a two-way conversation instead of one-way. It's not all the weight on you. You're putting some weight back on the prospect to be able to answer back. I also want you to know, if you really want to stir up interest, one of the ways to do that is to take something that they already have an interest and stir them up by showing them all the consequences of them not having that interest fulfilled. Really get them where they're feeling a little hurt. The hurt, more you hurt them, quote unquote, in terms of find the emotions they have pain about, the more interested they will become. And the more you can expose them, the more they will come.